or inviting me to talk in this wonderful conference.
First, I'd like to thank organizers for inviting me to talk in this wonderful conference. This talk is based on these four papers. Second paper is based on the collaboration with Seiji Terashima in Latvia about open-closed duality. So let us begin with the motivation of this talk. One of the simplest time-dependent backgrounds in string theory will be a time-dependent linear dilaton background. So this is described by a solvable conformal field theory on the world sheet. So string coupling constant is just given by this very simple formula. Q is a just constant, x0 is a time coordinate. So G string is exponential QX0. As is obvious from this formula, however, it inevitably includes a strongly coupled region. And in that region, we have a large effect of non-perturbative contribution. So thus, we need a non-perturbative description of string theory. So for this purpose, a good laboratory will be a two-dimensional string theory because it has a matrix model duality description as a non-perturbative formulation. And this comes from open-closed duality. And two-dimensional string theory is known to be equivalent to circular matrix model, and this gives this matrix model non-perturbative description. And this circular matrix model is also equivalent to the system of infinitely many free fermions, in an inverse harmonic potential. So we have an inverse harmonic potential and infinitely many fermions, and we have a fermity of such fermions, and we have one definite Fermi surface. And if we consider static background, so this Fermi surface is static, but if we excite the closed string in this holographic dual side, we have an excited Fermi surface. So in this context, such an example of time-dependent background is actually given by the C less than one string, whose matter part is defined by time-like linear dilaton conformal field theory. And this C less than one string is different from more familiar minimal C less than one strings, and this is a very similar, these are the similar properties as a two-dimensional string theory, and we have a dynamical scalar field, so we can excite the system. So let us define this C less than one theory. So the definition is very simple on the valve sheet. So we just pick up, in a time direction, we just pick up a free boson, x0, as in a circular one string, but here we put some background charge in the time direction, qx0, so we have a shifted central charge like this. And in space direction, we have a conventional reverse conformal field theory, so phi is a space direction, space coordinate, and we have a space-like linear dilaton conformal field theory. So central charge is given by this conventional formula. And we put the reverse term to regulate a space-like strongly coupled region. So, and ghost anomaly cancellation requires large Q and small Q are related by this formula. And this V is given by this coefficient of Leverton. And we assume V is less than 1, and this is correspond to the so-called Seibach bound. So this is a very simple definition. We just have a time and space sector. So we call this a three less than string, but actually we can show that in an easy argument that three less than string is equivalent to a time-dependent background in circular one string or two-dimensional string theory. This can be seen by following very simple Lorentz boost. So this is a new time, and this is a new space coordinate, and this is all the coordinate. Then, the previously time-dependent coupling constant now becomes time-independent. However, the Liouville term becomes now time-dependent after boost. So it takes this form, and we have some time dependence indeed. And coefficient is d squared minus 1, and we assume d is less than 1, so it is negative. So this term becomes large at early time, but becomes small at late time. So this exponential behavior of time is much similar to the rolling open string tachyon, so this seems to be describe a model of rolling closed string tachyon condensation. So we have an interesting time dependence background. So in this way, we have obtained a series of time-dependent backgrounds in two-dimensional string theory. The important point is this theory is solvable, already solvable on the world sheet, at least three levels. And next task to do is to construct its matrix model dual to make theory and non-perturbatively well-defined. So let us construct matrix model construction. Let us remember the open-close duality in two-dimensional string theory, because this offers us a direct way to construct matrix model from D-brain. So this was first proposed by McCreevy and Fiainde, and very nice argument was given by Prabhupada, Madras, and Saipas, and Ashoka Sen from the viewpoint of string theory. So simply, in a simplest statement, we have the following relation. So C column matrix model is equivalent to open string theory of n unstable B0 brain. So finally we take n to the infinite. So we have a matrix model. So in this argument, we roughly identify the n times n Hermitian matrix phi with open string Tachyon field T. So this leads to the following very naive action. Actually, this is exactly the same as double scaled C column matrix model action. So we have a kinetic term of this Tachyon field, and also negative potential. So potential is minus pi square, so this represents a tachyonic mass term. And this indeed agrees with tachyon mass of this open string tachyon field. So let us apply this idea to our C-Lestermann string, which defines an interesting time-dependent background. So to do that, we need an unstable B0 brain. So we can construct such B0 brains in a similar way as in the two-dimensional string theory. We assume Neumann boundary condition along time direction, and ZZ brain, Zamolskov brain, in usual direction. So this is a just simple tensor product. And then, if we follow the similar argument, we find the following very naive action. So we assume free quadratic action, so we have kinetic term, and tachyonic mass term, and extra term. This is something new to this case. So we have exponential minus QT, and this comes from G-string inverse term. So string coupling inverse is typical in a disk amplitude, and of course, for example, DBI action includes such factor, and here we should have the same factor. We are considering open string theory of tachyon field. So large D means covariant derivative, so we are gauging the theory by UN gauge symmetry. However, so here we have been very naive, because we are neglecting higher order interaction terms, cubic terms, and higher derivatives, and so on. But in general, open string field theory, like cubic string field theory, includes more complicated terms, like cubic terms, quadratic term, higher derivative term. So this kind of puzzling aspect also happens in a 3-colon case. So in order to trust this action, we need to solve this problem. But actually, the answer is very simple. So we can indeed check that such a drastic simplification of open string theory indeed occurs in only in two-dimensional string theory. This can be shown by computing the expressed open string tachyon scattering amplitude. So we have the on-shell vertices are divided in two vertices, and we just have two vertices because we have only one time direction and no space direction because we are considering the zero brain. So this position is fixed by the Virasoro condition, and we have V plus and V minus, and general amplitude looks like this form. We have N plus V plus vertices and N minus V minus vertices. Then we find this foreign constant from momentum conservation. Actually, this constant is very important in this argument, and just given N plus times 1 over V here and N minus V. And right hand side is a background charge because we are assuming linear dilaton in time direction. Chi is the Euler characteristic on the world sheet, and this is equivalent to small q, which is a background charge. After multiplying B, we have this very simple relation, and we know that N plus and chi and N minus are all integers. And then if we assume B square is irrational, then it is immediately easy to see that all non-trivialist matrices are actually vanishing. So we have N plus minus equal to chi is Euler characteristic, and we are considering an open string theory, so this is bounded by 1. So N plus minus is also bounded by 1, so this means we have no 3-point function, 4-point function, and higher point function. So, however, also, we can assume that the physics are continuous about V square. And so the same result should hold for the any real number B. So we find that the action is always free quadratic one for this class of C-Lepton strings. And after taking B goes to one limit, we have the C-Coulomb matrix model action, familiar C-Coulomb matrix model action, which is given by quadratic. So we reproduce this action and this action. But the reason why we have to assume B squared relational here is comes from as follows. And the reason is when B squared is rational, we can write this as P over Q. P and Q is a coprime integer. Then we have another more standard C-Lepton string, such as so-called PQ minimal string. So in this case, it is very natural to have higher order interactions in open string theory, because we know that in general, minimal string corresponds to higher critical point in matrix model. So we have discussed off-shell amplitude, but next thing to do is to understand off-shell physics. So to interpret the matrix model itself in terms of open string, we need a open string field theory to consider off-shell physics. So for this purpose, the convenient choice will be the background independent or boundary string field theory, first constructed by Witten and applied to tachyon physics recently by Gerasimov and Shetashvili and Kutasov and Marinov. Then we can argue that the boundary string field theory for two-dimensional string theory is actually equivalent to C-Coulomb matrix model up to a smooth field repetition. So we have shown this some perturbative computation at reading order and assuming classical level. At classical level, we don't have to worry about ghosts and so on. So we only have one essential field, tachyon field, and which is related to the matrix model field phi by some smooth field definition. So of course, boundary string field theory action is known to be very complicated, but we can find some field, smooth field. So one comment as follows. So here we have a left-hand side is a C-Coulomb matrix model, but more precisely, this is a C-Coulomb matrix model after double scaling limit. And in historical argument, we first start with cubic matrix models and taking double scaling limit, and we have just inverse harmonic potential. But here we don't have to take any double scaling limit. So we have constructed matrix model in a one way and looking at the open closed duality, but there are another way to construct matrix models. This comes from the previous fact that C-Lepton string is actually one time dependent background in two dimensional string theory. Generally speaking, time dependent background in two dimensional string theory corresponds to the time dependent Fermi surface in C-Coulomb matrix models. And as discussed by many people, first by Polkinski and Polkinski-Yang, and recently by Alexandrov and Kazakov and Kostov and Karsmarek-Tolminkiev. So we can apply this idea to our specific case. Then, in the end, we find the following explicit answer. So this is a semi-classical description in a phase space defined by x is the eigenvalue and p is the momentum of the fermion. So explicitly, right-hand side is time-dependent. When B is equal to 1, the result should be same as C equal 1 string. And indeed, the left-hand side is just comes as just rewrite into P square minus X square equal to minus sign complement. So we can reproduce this well-known result. But in general, we have time-dependent background. When B square is negative, world field theory should become a time-like Liouville theory. Time-like Liouville theory is defined by Liouville term, which is time-dependent like this way, exponential to zero. Also, finally, it is straightforward to extend this result to two-dimensional type zero string case. And indeed, this should be done because we want to have a non-perturbative formulation. But actual computation was, in my talk, is done in three levels, so semi-classical approximation. So this issue is not so important, but to be honest, we should take 2D-dimensional type zero string theory by putting another Fermi surface in a symmetric way and have a non-perturbative computation. So this Fermi surface, an intuitive picture of this Fermi surface is given as follows. We start with nothing because this term is very large at the early time, and Fermi surface comes in, and finally it covers the whole region. At final point, we have a linear dilaton background. At this point, we have a strong non-perturbative effect. Now, this non-perturbative effect is intuitively understood as a tunneling effect, so this picture gives an interesting understanding of non-perturbative aspects of time-dependent background. So, to take the previous proposal of Fermi surface, we can do the following things. After these two things are very non-trivial and determine the Fermi surface completely. So first thing to do is to reproduce cross-ring tachyon fields. So we can reproduce the cross-ring tachyon fields from the deformed Fermi surface. So cross-ring tachyon fields is equivalent to diesel term. And then we find from the matrix model picture, we have this result. So we have a cosmological constant term, and indeed disagree with the matrix model, and plus the diesel potential. And plus dual reusable potential. And so second thing, and more non-trivial thing, is to compute three-level scattering matrices, S matrices. So, three-column case, this was done by the famous Marco Polchinski and Mua Treasure, and we can apply the similar method to our case. But our case is very non-trivial because Fermi theory is now time-dependent. But still, we can consider incoming waves and outgoing waves. Then we find this simple formula. And we have one incoming wave, eta is a tachyon field, and outgoing wave, an outgoing tachyon field to the end. And this coefficient is corresponds to the S matrix of this scattering, and this indeed agrees with Walsh's computation up to some reg factor, but actually this reg factor is same as in a static case. So now we have finished the construction of non-perturbative formulations of time-dependent background, and also value-shift restriction. So now, finally, we'd like to move on to the application of this idea to other systems. First application is topological strings. So is there any topological string model which is equivalent to our C-Leptron string, as in C-Coulomb string case? And the answer is yes, and given by this expressed formula. So left-hand side is a C less than one string, and we want to take this n to be integer. So this centralized is actually same as 1 comma n minimal string, but here we don't assume the theory is minimal. And we compactify Euclidean time at a specific radius like this. So on the right-hand side is a twisted topological model of the SL Traver U1 Kazama Suzuki model. And this is a topological string model on a two-dimensional black hole. And so this level N, which determines the central charge, corresponds to the level of this coset of a two-dimensional black hole. And if we take the particular case of N equal 1, this reproduces the same as the result by Mookie and Buffer. So a C-Coulomb string at compactified at the self-dual radius is equivalent to two-dimensional black hole at level 3. So now second and the final example is the n equal 2 string. N equal 2 string is known to be equivalent to n equal 4 topological string as shown by Berkowitz and Buffer. And it is indeed possible to consider similar models in n equal 2 string. In the critical case, n equal 2 string is defined in a 2 plus 2 dimensional space time. And we have a 2 time directions and 2 space directions. So this is a little bit strange. But what we'd like to consider here is it's C hat less than 1 deformation. And this might be called as C hat less than 1 non-critical n equal 2 string. So we have the usual sector coupled to time-like sector. And x0 and x1 is the time coordinate, and along x0 direction we have the linear diagonal. And also phi direction we have linear diagonal. So totally this defines narrow linear diagonal system. Central charge is given by this, and if we sum up, we have the central, total central charge equal to 2. So this is a critical string. And we also put the n equal to Liouville term. So to regulate the space-like strongly coupled region. So then we find the correct conformal field theory. So then next thing to do is to gauge the n equal to bilateral algebra. So T is a space tensor and G plus. We have two super partner of conformal symmetry, and also J is a U1 R symmetric current. So we gauge this symmetry. So the physical state in this theory is a massless scalar field plus some possible discrete state. Its vertex operator is given by like this. So we have a ghost sector times some wavy vertex operator. So actually this is looks similar to the critical case, but we now have some shift of background charge. The important constraint peculiar to n equal to string is the n equal to bilateral constraint, and especially the R current condition. So R charge should be zero in this background. And L0 equal to 1 is the ordinary on-shell condition, and this leads to the Klein-Gordon equation. So this second condition gives this relation, and finally relate E1 equal to K3. Then the interesting thing is that physical space-time is now reduced from 2 plus 2 and 2 plus 3 to 3 dimensions. We have one time and one space and one nerve direction. So one nerve direction seems better than one extra time direction. So next task will be to compute physical quantity like scattering amplitude. So we can indeed compute three-particle scattering amplitudes owing to the recent progresses on a three-point function in n equal to Liouville theory done by Gibeon, Stassoff, and Kosomitz. Then after some computations, we can find that amplitude is actually vanishing. This is completely different result from bosonic string, Celestron bosonic string, or type zero string case. This might suggest that the C-hat less than 1 n equals 2 string is actually a kind of free theory except the reflection. Reflection is a two-point function. Also, there are another comment. And so here we are assuming time-like linear Dirac sector coupled to Liouville theory, but we can also another matter theory. We can have consider another matter theory defined by time-like Liouville theory. So we can consider n equal to time-like Liouville theory. This kind of weak rotation of ordinary space-like n equal to Liouville theory. Then we can repeat the same computation, and we find a non-trivial result. Three-point function actually non-vanishing. And roughly speaking, it looks like a square of the three-point functions in bosonic string and type zero string. And also, this theory, this n equal to time-like Liouville theory, is related to n equal to minimal string. Because n equal to minimal n equal to minimal model describes SU2 over U1 coset, and SU2 Westermina Witten model is very roughly speaking a negative level of SL2 Westermina model. So the same similar weak rotation is happening here, so this model, so result here can be applied to n equal to minimal string. There are one interesting thing. So if we compute the particular correlators like chiral primary state in this n equal to string theory, then we find that correlation functions and selection rules looks like 1 comma p minimal bosonic string. Even though we started the n equal to string, but we have some structure of a 1 comma p minimal bosonic string. And indeed, in some double scaling matrix model description of 1 comma p model, is described by so-called ADE model constructed by Kostov. And that ADE classification seems to correspond to the ADE classification of this ALE state. But because n equals 2 minimum spring is same as n equals 2 spring on ALE state. So there are another very interesting work on n equals 2 spring on ALE state. For example, Haroni and collaborators discussed the relation between n equals 2 strings and little strings, and also connecting and other people discussed ground links in this n equals 2 minimum string. So these are all my story, and I would like to summarize my conclusion. So we have considered two-dimensional toy model of time-dependent linear data background, and we formulate its matrix model dual. So this will give the non-perturbative definition in this time-dependent system. Time-dependent system defined by time-dependent linear Dirac system. So in this code, for example, we see that rate factor in this time-dependent background doesn't change from the usual static background. And in the second part, we have seen that open string field theory on unstable D0 branch in two-dimensional string is actually equivalent to a double-scaled matrix model, double-scaled circular matrix model over Schlieffen matrix model. So this strongly supports the open-closed duality in two-dimensional string theory. Finally, we made a very fast step to understand n equals 2 non-critical string theory, and it is not well known that two-dimensional bosonic string and type 0 string have a similar perturbative property. So if we compute scattering amplitude, they are exactly the same up to some scaling. But here, in n equals 2 string case, the situation seems to be different. So this makes the following question more interesting. So is there any matrix model dual or open-closed duality in n equals 2 non-critical string? Thank you very much.